This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike, Executive Director of Mitchell County Safe Place. With me this week is Tracy Black, and we're going to continue our discussion that we started last week about the Legal Assistance Center that we offer at Mitchell County Safe Place. And welcome, Tracy.
Hi, David.
Last week we were talking about the need for an attorney and how victims go through a process to get a protective order. Let's talk about the Legal Assistance Center. What have we done, or what motivated you to suggest that we set up a Legal Assistance Center?
Well, a few years ago, I was the shelter manager at Safe Place, and I was meeting with a client kind of secretly in places around town and so on. She came from one of the most prominent families in our county, and when she was finally ready to make her move, she was getting all of her ducks in a row, and she was ready to make her move. We went to court to get a protective order, and she was fortunate enough to have the resources to hire a private attorney, a very good attorney.
Now, usually that's not the case, is it? Usually the husband, because he controls the finances, and domestic violence
exactly.
is about control, he shows up with an attorney. And the victim usually doesn't have an attorney.
Exactly.
But this time she had a good attorney.
Yeah, she had time to put her ducks in a row. She hired an attorney. And usually when I go to court with somebody, in the past, it was if we came out of that hearing with possession of a car and custody of the children, I'm like, yeah, well, that's a victory. We came out of this court hearing with she had possession of the house, all the family assets. He was making the house payment. He was paying the bills. He was required to pay bills. Plus, pay her some temporary child support. And I walked out going, what the heck just happened? Well, what the heck just happened was a very good attorney who was in there fighting for his client. And that's what was missing from most of my clients.
And out of this came the idea for the Legal Assistance Center.
Yeah, it was, well, what if we could do this for all of our clients? What a difference it would make.
And so we wrote a grant and got some money from the Governor's Crime Commission and have been operating the Legal Assistance Center for a couple of years now. Tell us a little bit about how it works.
Okay, well, actually how it works is a client will come to talk to me about their legal issues. I'll decide what, you know, try and figure out what their legal issues are. And then we have a certain number of attorneys who have volunteered to do one representation a year pro bono. And those that they will, beyond that point, they've also agreed to take reduced fees for legal representation. So what I do is I figure out what their needs are, who the best attorney is to handle that falls within their specialty, and hook them up. And then the whole process of the case is between the client and the attorney. And then I fill whatever void is in there, whatever they need for me to do.
And who's eligible for this kind of service?
Well, in the broad spectrum, it is for victims of crime, because domestic violence is a crime. And then kind of funneling down, the way our grant is written, we are to assist domestic violence victims.
Or sexual assault.
Sexual assault, yes.
We can help them. That's counted as a crime also. Now, so over the past year, or 2 years now we've been operating, give us quickly a summary of some of the things that we've done for clients.
Yeah, we're a little over a year and a half into our program. And so some of the things that in 2007, for our first full year of operation, we saw 197 clients. We have been to court with clients 79 times. And we have assisted in that first year, 27 victims received domestic violence protective orders to keep them safe.
So we've done a lot, and we've got some ability to help people. And if you want to talk to Tracy, give them your phone number so they can give you a call if they want to talk to you about it.
You can get a hold of me anytime on our 24-hour hotline, which is 765-4044. They have no problem calling me in the middle of the night to call somebody back. Not a problem at all.
I want to remind everybody that our services for the Legal Assistance Center are not just available for Mitchell County. They're available for Yancey, Avery, as well as Mitchell. You can call us at 765-4044 and discuss your case with us. And we want to thank everybody for listening. And remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who? It begins with me and you.